This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You're not hearing Dave. Dave is off sick. We're going to try and do this thing again. Every time this happens, it's like a nightmare to me. Well, it's this like nightmare fuel.
It's the worst right now, right? Because this apocalypse that we're all in is like the most annoying of all apocalypses. It's not even like cool.
No.
Like we're creating new societies. We're killing zombies.
Right.
It's nothing like that. It's like, it's lame. Like our apocalypse is Chipotle's closed again. And you're sitting in your house. So we have to do this job with no stories. Like,
right.
Yeah, it's
there's
true.
Nothing going
like,
on.
That's
in what
life.
I was saying. I was like, you know, man, I wish I could tell somebody the cool thing I did yesterday. But the cool thing that I did yesterday was on my way home, I stopped at Arby's. It was closed.
Oh, no.
I went to Taco Bell and it was closed.
Like, what?
And then I just drove away.
It seems like that's your stories every day.
I
for
know.
Months.
It sucks.
I went to this fast food place. It's closed. I went to this. I mean, that's the only
the real, lives.
The real story.
It's upsetting. Thank
is going to be when it's open, Lise. I'm going to be like...
I can't wait till they are open, yeah.
Then the line will be like 2 hours long.
Oh, my
that'll
God.
Be how long it took you to get the food.
Well, that's and that's what happened. This one road that I go on, it's got all of them, right?
Okay,
it's,
it just had, but I know which one.
Yeah, yeah. It's got all of them, okay? And I'm like, the first one you pass, I was like, oh, I don't feel like Burger King right now. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Arby's. I see other cars. I'm like, sweet. I pull up. I get up to the drive-thru. There's nothing. Not a sound. Nothing is being made. I'm like... Okay, it's gotta be closed. So,
can I ask how long did you stay at the speaker?
Like forever.
Okay,
because
he just waited. You
I did. I've been
there was cars behind me.
So yeah, I've been in that situation.
Oh yeah,
and I pulled up and
you know
I
what
I did?
Yeah,
and then I'm like, I don't know if there's anybody here, and I was like, hello. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I did that. I did all that.
Nobody responds.
Please,
but there's cars in the parking lot, so I pulled through, parked, and went inside and got service.
Oh,
that's very interesting.
But then also, once I walked inside, it was like all of a sudden you hear somebody on the inside. Hello, welcome to Arby's. How, you know, can I take your order today? Would you like to try a meat mountain or some more meat on top of meat?
And honestly, I'm getting the story a bit confused because I went to Taco Bell first. That was my first choice. So I went to Taco Bell, and they had... Their speaker didn't say anything to me.
Okay.
Now, when I drove by, I saw there was people in there.
Interesting.
So I was like, okay.
Taco Bell's preparing
right,
food.
Right, right. I'm like, okay, they're getting ready. It's well beyond. It's almost noon. It was like 5 minutes to noon. I'm like, okay, this is going to be, we're going to be good here. I pull up, nothing. No one says anything to me. And then I finally give up.
I
went right next door, which is Arby's, and I went intentionally slow to see what happened to the next person. They gave up. And then the person after them gave up. But when I got to Arby's, their speaker was like, thank you so much for even just choosing us today, but we are closed. So they at least gave me the heads up. And
that's
then I
nice.
Looked over because the next one in line is Mickey D's. Mm-hmm. And 7,000 people.
Say, line up
7,000 people.
Those don't close. I feel like those are like the least affected by
it is.
Everything. See, like literally my day, I live in between two Chipotles. That's the story of my life.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
I live in between two Chipotles. So every day after work, because my life is a horrible, horrible nightmare.
Yeah.
I drive from here to one Chipotle and sometimes that one's closed. So then I get back in my car and my heart starts beating with anxiety because Chipotle is the only thing that has food that fits within my noom thing to like not be a fat ass. And I am like, oh God, I need Chipotle. So then I drive to the other Chipotle. And sometimes that one's open and sometimes it's not, but I'm just constantly stuck in between these two Chipotles. It's a real nightmare.
You can't eat anything else?
Well, he's got it all figured out.
I know how to get like the right amount of food to make me not hungry the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yep.
With Chipotle, and then it fits within my burrito bowls. Fit within these like certain types of foods I'm supposed
and
to have.
They fill you up, and,
right?
Yeah,
I think
he
needs to put his Chipotle diet online.
Like for
well,
others,
I'd love to have results first.
Okay, fair
like, I'd love
fair
to
enough.
Have some results
I got
first. Yeah, because I have results.
I'm almost. I want
it's
talk
an
to
experimental
Andy.
Diet.
Okay,
you know?
Like Andy, like, teach me the Chipotle diet.
No, but listen, it's true
because
my results are so stupid, dude. It's got like this weight graph that's like, and it's like it's actually working, but it's probably not the most ideal of diets if you want quick results.
Well, the thing is,
get bored with it, right?
No, but the well,
not Chipotle.
No, I love it. I feel like it's the most flavors that you can get.
I know. I like, that's I what do I like all those flavors.
Oh,
but.
I love it.
Now, with you, Chuck, your solution, can you just go and buy, like, roast beef and a bun at the store and just make your
own?
Make your own roast beef sandwich at home.
Ever had a home roast beef sandwich that is ever able to be sliced so deliciously thin and simulated?
You'd like leather. You'd have to buy a slicer.
I know.
Have them do it at the store.
Do it at the store?
Can't you?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess you can. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could get. Yeah, it's not even the. Yeah.
I know it's not the same.
But the gooey cheese and the Arby's sauce.
I know. I mean,
You don't like the Arby's sauce.
No, I do. Arby's sauce is key.
Put that on there.
Well, I do. Every once in a while, I would have like a homemade roast beef. It would be made. It'd be made in like a crock pot, which is like the worst kind to me because you put anything in a crock pot, it just all.
What about your
safe.
Smoker? I'm
okay.
Why don't you smoke your own brisket?
Yes, I mean I can
slice it up.
Oh my god, that would be.
Do you
so
guys
good.
Understand how long it takes to smoke something?
We've got time.
I guess. I mean, I guess.
You have kids and you're running them around.
But
I guess
the
maybe
other
you don't
thing,
have as much
gotta be a day where you don't have to go to tennis.
Oh, there are some days, but the,
I thought you could just put
this
the
is
meat
what,
on and forget
well,
about
no,
it.
No, because you got to think about what you want to eat 2 days before.
Just get the roast beef, put it on there.
You got to put it in your fridge for 24 hours in all sorts of jazz, and then let it
soak. I don't know what kind of roast beef you guys are talking about, because there's two kinds of roast beef in my life right now, and that is the Arby's roast beef, which is very different. It's
yes.
warm.
I don't know
yes.
what that is.
It's
really.
Easy to bite through.
Yeah.
And then there's the store roast beef, which sometimes is kind of delicious, but then
it
you
has
look
a rainbow.
It'll have rainbows. It'll have like fat veins in it.
Yep. I don't like store bought, but I can understand what you're saying. Like yes, with prep time and forethought I could have all of the foods I want. Lise, I mean that's yes, obviously. If I want to wash dishes all night, you know, with no help. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I'd love it. If I want to make food for 20 for one guy, you know, like it doesn't make a lot of financial sense for me to smoke a ton of meat with just
me. I'll throw down some cash if you want to smoke your meat. You know I love your smoked meat.
I know you do.
I love your meat in my mouth. And anytime I can get my lips around your meat, I'm there.
I know.
I can throw in some cash, and you want to bring in some of that smoked meat, I'll take some home, and I'll make my own sandwiches.
It is true, and I've thought about it before, but I don't want to, like, force my meat on anybody, right?
Well, it wouldn't be forced upon me,
because sometimes I'll do, like, a whole pork shoulder.
Yeah.
And now listen, it's like I have to decide 2 days beforehand. I'm going to have a pork shoulder on Sunday. So I have to make sure that the meat is prepped Friday night.
Brine it and all
you know,
that
I do
stuff.
All that yeah. stuff and then I put it on and then the thing can take, who knows, you know, depending on how slow I want it to go, you know, it can take 12 hours.
Well, we
but
like
then at the end, there's so much food, Lise. I'm only one guy. I can only eat so much. I mean, I do my best, but it's like a lot of food.
Maybe the universe is trying to tell you, like, this is not a healthy option.
F you, universe. You know the universe can do?
Yeah, the universe can.
I'm sick of the universe. The universe tells me every morning, it's like, everybody hates you, and the world is against you. And I'm like, oh, the universe, shut up.
Yes.
It's fine. That's what you have to say. It's what you have to say, because F the universe right now. And I know that it's possibly my simulation, but I'm upset with it just because, you know, Andy was saying before, like, there's nothing. This whole thing sucks.
Yeah, really. It's the most annoying apocalypse of all time.
Like, if it was an apocalypse like Waterworld, where all of a sudden we were living on boats and we had jet skis we were driving around on, at least that's like,
cool.
Wild.
That's cool.
Like, that's crazy.
Jet skis. Now that is cool.
Yeah.
I'd be a part of that.
But it's not worth the trade of drinking your own urine. Because that's the one scene from that movie that I recall.
I don't even
Kevin
remember.
Kevin Costner comes out from underwater. He was like harvesting food or something. And he pees in some weird, like, steampunk filter. Yeah. And then he drinks his own urine for water and hydration.
He does do that. Yeah.
You know? I saw a pirate on a jet ski the other day.
What?
Yeah.
Like a real pirate?
I don't know.
Like a Somali pirate?
He was in a costume. He was I don't know. He was getting dressed. He was all dressed up in his pirate gear. And he went, because I was on a boat on Sunday. I was on a boat. And I'm like, man, look at that guy. He's getting all geared up. Where's he going? I don't know. Why was he was he trying to, like, impress a crowd?
I've never thought of dressing as a pirate if I rented a jet ski.
No,
it was his jet ski. Like, he lived right there.
Oh, this was his
and
own.
And he was like, there's a lot of unusual characters
he's
on the lake.
He's probably like the pirate of the lake. Like, yeah. Everyone knows this guy.
Yeah, it's Pirate Pete.
Do you think that's how he talks to the ladies or something?
Our ladies. Like, I think that's pretty unsuccessful, but.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
but our ladies want to
take a look at my parrot.
Okay, just think of this, Lise. Like, I know it wouldn't happen now, but I mean, you'd have to like rewind in time.
Yeah.
Number one, how old do you think the pirate was?
He was probably, I mean, if you're dressing as a pirate, you got to be like 20s.
Okay, or, so yeah, a 20-year-old guy is dressed
right?
like a pirate.
30s, you're, early 30s.
You're
come on, now, I'm late 30s and I would do this.
Yeah, you're 22-year-old Lisa
right.
at a beach party with your friends.
And, a pirate rolls up
and who wants to get rides on my jet ski?
Well, I do, but get off, pirate. Can I just take it?
Lisa actually becomes an actual pirate.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I pirates take your jet ski? I'll take it for riding.
That's all I'm saying.
You go be it's hot. Why are you in a pirate thing?
That's the thing. Costume. I mean, all I would have on, I guess, is do pirates have vests? I feel like I'd have a vest. That's it.
Like
with
a jacket. Or like a puffy shirt.
You know, maybe just like that.
A jacket. Puffy shirt.
Had the hat.
The hat is key.
How did the hat stay on when you're blowing in the wind
well, they
out
might
there?
Have like a little like.
I don't know. It might have been just like real Halloween-y.
Yeah. Or it's for a child and his head's so big it just actually fits so tightly like most of my hats.
Yeah.
I'm putting on hats that are designed for children and I'm like, this is really tight. I think it's cutting off circulation in my brain.
I'll tell you what. Like, you know when I played that video game where I was like the cowboy so there was at one point I got one of those of like a pirate hat. That's what I wore the whole time. I'm like, pirate hats are the coolest hats
in the game or
in the game hats are okay. cooler than pirate hats.
I don't know. I like a
what?
Cowboy hats are cool, but if you could really pull off wearing
look
a pirate hat all the time,
ladies like cowboy hats over pirate hats.
Do you know the kind I'm saying though? Go. I'm not talking about
talking
like the one
no,
that looks
no,
like
no.
a boat.
That's
like
what
that
I'm
sideways.
Talking about. What are you talking
there's
about?
There's like one that's in threes. It's almost,
Colonial Times.
It's a Colonial Times.
That seems worse though.
Can oh, that's really? Better. It's even better.
James, can you
look
pull
it
up?
Look up.
That's ridiculous.
You could even probably put in like Red Dead Redemption pirate hat.
Seriously? You think that's cooler?
That's
let me see.
Those are cooler hats, I think, than this. Just what you're talking about.
See that guy right down there?
Yeah.
Look at him. That's like a version of me right there. Like chubby me with a hat.
Horrible.
Right here. Oh, if I could. If
are you
we only.
Revere or are you a pirate? This is not going to.
I don't know. It was kind of like
that's
a colonial thing. But you got it off of a. You got it off of
now,
a.
Now, this guy
ship.
Right here, I can see the hunk that, appeal of this guy.
Right.
Yeah, but that.
That's exactly
yeah,
how
like
I
look. He's a good looking guy, but that hat takes him down. No one's having sex with that guy.
So this is. Okay.
I feel like the hat does say no one will ever have sex with you.
No, but like. A cowboy hat is a sexier thing than that.
Listen, I know a cowboy hat is.
I don't even like cowboy hats
you,
that much.
That you can wear them. What I'm saying is I know you can't wear these hats.
Yeah.
I wish you could, is all I'm saying. I wish they were still in fashion. It was my favorite
why?
Style of hat to wear.
It's horrible.
But like the Napoleon the Great one there, the side cowboy hat. No, I'm or not pirate hat.
That's like Captain Crunch
hat. That's terrible.
You can try to sell me some sugary cereal.
I like.
I never
colonial.
Really thought before about what hats from history
you would wear.
I would wear. Prefer I know. Like. I don't know.
It's not something that crossed your mind.
No.
I wonder.
I was just surprised that you saw a pirate on a jet ski.
I know. I wonder if anyone knows who this guy. I bet somebody listening knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean,
I would love to see a pirate on a jet ski. That would really make my day.
The thing is, it's just you. You know, everyone's got to have a gimmick, and that guy's gimmick, I guess, around that lake is. I'm going to be pirate man.
What was hilarious is that, so we rented a boat and it's been years since we've been on a boat. Like the last time we went, it sank almost. So we were like very careful. So we were overly cautious. The prop was busted on our old boat. We had a lot of problems. So we were going like super slow. And this group of like young, real young people came by and were just laughing at us.
They're like, hey, movers! Slow it down, movers!
They came buzzing past us.
Hey,
we were like
down.
The old people on the boat, like trying to drive really slow. Like,
whoa, watch your wakes! Watch your wakes!
I was like, they're probably screaming.
Careful!
No wake zone! This is a no wake zone!
Oh you my god!
You ruined
the hanging on for dear life! The young whippersnappers just went by us.
Did you guys hurry up and throw on your life jackets when you saw those young guys going
speeding by?
Yeah. Like, I couldn't even see that houseboat.
It's everybody's lake.
It's that point when you see, and you see these people hee-hee-hee laughing. I'm like, come on, man.
Lisa! Lisa! Get the gun! Get the gun!
And then it had like a depth gauge, so it kept going off. Like, my cousin's like, it's 3 feet! It's 6 feet now! No, it's 28 feet! And I mean, like, he kept yelling.
Well, I understand it, though.
But we didn't want him. Lise, mess up the boat.
I can understand why, because anyone that was on the previous boat trip of yours, where you guys managed to sink a houseboat, the front went down. Yeah, like the pontoon boat.
With a front end.
They're almost impossible to sink. Almost impossible. I say almost.
Big platforms with the big, huge.
Yes! How do you sink it?
It was overloaded with booze and coolers on the front end.
Yeah.
And too many people or something, and it went down, and then it was. Was like, we're sinking, and then it was
quick,
like
drink the booze.
3 feet of water.
Yeah, it was like they sank down to the 2 foot depth.
I could touch the bottom. I'm like, okay we're okay.
But so a lot of maritime action, Lisa. I didn't know anything about all this.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. She's boat like,
boat life. Hashtag boat life.
I like that maritime action.
Yeah, see, you should get one of these hats, Lee. She could roam the seas.
No, you. I guess you should get one. Do you?
I don't know. Like
buying one?
The only. No, I don't.
Good, very good. I'm
just saying that in that game, there was like an outfit that you could get that was like this style, and I found it to be the coolest looking. My character was the coolest looking in that garb. That pirate hat that just goes like over both of your ears and comes out to the sides, I think that's a pretty lame.
Here's one for Lisa.
Oh, my God.
That's a big hat.
That is a big hat. It's like putting a chair
it's
on
it. Better
your
than
head.
This one. You want a little bonnet?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. That's a bad time in fashion right there.
Yeah.
That bonnet situation.
Well, so was the bonnet the same time as the pilgrim hat there? That's right
like
underneath it?
Like the pilgrim wear was horrible. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, I mean,
I would die if I was in that.
I like
time
the idea
period.
Of like a fashion show, but it's just like about pilgrims. These are nice buckles he's wearing to the event. Look at these.
Did you see Andy's buckle on his new hat?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's made from the finest bronze.
It's a brand new buckle.
Oh, my God.
All the ladies are flaunting over his new buckle and his hat.
Yeah, pilgrim clothes sucked.
They sucked.
Look how bad it was, see?
There was just like a time in history up until recently where it seemed like everybody wore like three-piece suits even in the middle of summer.
Yeah. I mean, and it was like the three-piece suits, and then before that, weren't we all wearing tights? Like, weren't
guys
wearing tights?
Yeah, it was like yoga pants.
Could you imagine you guys had to wear tights?
I would not like that.
I think I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, James would be okay.
Well, James would be the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have those ones that go right up his butt.
Everybody's prying eyes.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes to yourself. Keep them up above the equator.
Like you'd have the TikTok leggings.
Like, have you guys ever been to... the Greenfield Village around here, it's the local. Like,
I mean,
Henry Ford.
Maybe
Museum
when I was five.
Say in high school, we took a couple field trips.
Okay,
but.
So when you go there, that's like, all I think is just how terrible it was just to live. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
So bad. Because they have all the houses from all around the country there.
There was a place that we would go to, like growing up in Canada. It was the same thing. It seemed like a forced place you just had to go to. Ours was called Fort Malden. Mm-hmm. And it was like, there was all sorts of old timey. Stuff there, like
you make candles the old-fashioned way.
You make candles the old, and then you learn to churn butter.
I'm like, I love modern life.
Yeah, modern. I wouldn't have been able to hack it in any time other than now. No. Like I would, if just as
so
me, like
the only thing that I think about
I would have died so quick of something.
I know. Like, I just think about how in shape I would have been.
Oh, because like, of all the
you
work
had you had because had there's nothing. There would have been nothing.
Wood.
Like, you look at the meat, like, they talk about, I watched the Foods That Made America, and they were talking about why Heinz ketchup exists. And that,
oh, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and it exists because all the meat was so rotten by the time you ever decided you were going to cook it, that it tasted like death.
Yeah.
So you had to have a sauce to put over it. To like
cover it up,
cut the death,
cut the death flavor.
They didn't have any way to store it. Yeah.
They had no way to store it. So like, just think about living in that time.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
Oh, cut my the God. Death ketchup.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Look, we finally got a sauce. Oh my God, there's a sauce for a rotten meat.
And listen, the sauce is before they came up with ketchup.
I bet they
You can't even, oh like, the God. Stuff was...
It was a lot of just really spices, like, spices and stuff. They would just rub a spice on it just so you wouldn't taste it.
I don't even think they had access to, like, spices the way that we have access to spices.
Well, yeah, no, they're not going to the grocery store and, oh, can I get an Italian, seasoning and, some garlic powder? Yeah.
Right, but it was like they made stuff out of things that made no sense to us. And I can't remember what they were.
I can't
were.
Remember either, but there was like a bunch, like ketchup was like such a huge breakthrough because life sucked so bad.
Yeah. Because they were trying, think of like ketchup products, but with like stuff that made like turnip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this stuff that made no sense. And they would make a sauce out of it. And I can't remember what they were.
I do like the idea of Heinz marketing back in the day, like,
have your food taste 30% less death with Heinz ketchup.
I swear, that's basically what they're... I mean, they didn't have commercials, but, that's
maybe
what...
a local newspaper,
That's what it was. It was newspaper stuff, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what I would have done for a living back in the early history times. It wouldn't have been good.
No. I don't know what any of us would have done. I mean,
I'm a street performer / prostitute.
watch me juggle some balls, and then I'll come and juggle your balls.
Yeah. God, the Wild West fate of me as a male prostitute.
I mean, that's what I would have had to do. I'm not going to be able to.
Ha!
Oh, there he is.
Jeez. What I'm amazed at is the people that work at Greenfield Village, like those places. Like, they're in character.
Oh, and they're
like,
passionate about that stuff. They're like those Civil War reenactors.
They love it.
Yeah, it's the same
thing.
You have to
love it.
Like, there's a lady just, like, she was just reading a book by a fire in her costume.
That's
just
her life.
Wait a second. Her job is to just sit by a fire and like...
Well, she was reading. There wasn't a lot of people there that day. It was raining or something. But, yeah, she just... I don't know.
Do they ever put a little show on? Like, do they ever come out and do a little monologue?
They just educate you on old times.
But they don't break character when they do it. Like,
they're so into it. Yeah. It's kind of strange.
There is a weird dedication with those kind of people, those historical workers.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like anyone who's doing that kind of thing there, I put them in the same category as the guys who work at the haunted house that are super into it and never break character. And, it's the thing that they're into. It's like what James would be if he started to live at that Star Wars
universe. I would never break character.
Exactly.
I'd be sort of an intergalactic outlaw.
Exactly.
I'd be asking people.
You'd be like, who am I after you're done?
You guys need to charter a ship. Yeah, I'd be confused.
I'd
come back home and visit my parents and be like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
I would be like, James. Like, and they're like, I haven't heard that name for a long, long time.
The name I haven't heard for a long time. James is dead. All that lives now is Jimmy Deathnuts.
That's a good idea for a movie, like some kind of Greenfield Village worker, like historical person that's like having some kind of like, who am I? What is it?
Yeah, they forget. They've been doing it so long.
Am I a butter churner?
What year is it?
And you get really offended when you go to the grocery store and you see butter on the shelf.
Right.
This is not real butter.
Listen, I mean, if you've ever had to make your own butter by churning it or putting in a little thing and the fact that it tastes like just absolute garbage.
Just go buy it.
Yeah, it's not for any of us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Someone tweeted me they could have possibly been on drugs, but
it seemed like it.
But they tweeted me about this whole thing being like a train and like all of our jobs on a train. It's nothing like that. It's completely the people that he was saying, like anyone just loading coal, I'm like, they're doing all the work. So, yeah. Anyway, we're trying. It's not exactly the best thing, but we try our best. one thing I noticed you were tweeting about it last night, James, and there's this challenge that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's this like stupid challenge that's going on. People are doing it. Another challenge, almost dying. And it's this milk crate. challenge. And like Lisa, you were saying that you have no idea.
I can't believe you haven't seen anything.
Well, she's, the only thing I saw was your tweet about it.
Okay.
And that was the only, I'm like, I don't know. Is it a TikTok thing, though?
Because I'm not on TikTok. It's on everything.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Especially anybody who's just looking for clout on the internet, trying to get points, trying to get views, trying to go viral. It's the Milk Crate Challenge. It's the latest thing. It's the latest internet trend that's hurting people, much like the Tide, the Tide Pods and whatever other dumb, you know, challenge that's out there. I don't know if there's like throwing knives in the air and catching it with your mouth challenge.
That's not.
Don't even give people ideas.
Well, if that takes off, I better get some kind of credit.
Yeah, no, I hope you do.
Unless I end up going to jail or something. For
it wasn't you.
Well, to bring Lisa up to speed, we do have a news story here from Fox 2. That will kind of break it down and let you know what's going on, and you can see it, some of it for yourself. So let's check this out here from Fox 2.
It's a hopeless place for you, Ona.
Oh my goodness. Stacking up milk crates and climbing them would be a thing. Some make it. Some do not.
Thank God. Oh my goodness.
And some fall really, really hard.
The first guy, he had to end up going to the dentist to...
His orthodontist. He had to go to the orthodontist. So he fell on his mouth.
JC on the left, Ant on the right, local YouTubers. Yes. They brought the Crate Challenge Detroit edition over at 7 Mile and Meringue.
As soon as we posted 200 shares, quick, like, everybody wanted to do it.
No one there was seriously hurt.
We in Detroit, everybody tough out here. So, like, you feel me? It's all fun.
You see what the risks are when you do it. So, I mean, if you bust your head, then, I mean, you knew that was a possibility when you did it.
Mark DeAndre, another local influencer, had his own challenge on the east side.
I did it, but I didn't complete it. So yeah, there, I just went back down, man. I wasn't about to play.
At least he got hurt.
My bones is not going to recover the same way.
We can of course laugh about it, shake our heads when people walk away from the challenge. Okay, but some of the injuries we're seeing and hearing about are serious.
And the doctor's advice this would be
Oh my goodness.
Just say no.
Dr. Crystal Arthur has seen it all, running the ER at Detroit Receiving Hospital. But this... has the doc shaking her head.
They're all landing, like, on their chest and abdomen, which is very concerning.
She says you're risking life...
Oh, don't try and do it fast.
...and permanent damage.
If you dislocate your shoulder as a 22-year-old, you know, you're... probably going to have issues when you're 65 with your shoulder pain and all the rest.
Just young and just having fun. Like, we young, get done. You only live once.
Reporting on Detroit's east side, Jessica Dubnack, Fox 2 News.
So is this just like a Detroit thing or is this all over?
No, it's everywhere.
Across the country for sure. Like, I've seen everywhere. Yeah, like rappers and stuff post other videos where they even have their music queued up to it. Or like we saw the one, there was one video once the chick completed it, they had like a Grand Theft Auto thing pop up and some music and stuff. I've seen people put like clips from Mortal Kombat, like fatalities.
Oh, when they land.
Different things from Mortal Kombat in there, like when certain bones get broken and they have like that little thing get mixed into the videos as well.
I think that we're totally in the end times right now because I think that something in humans' brains
are,
it's like turned on to make us hurt ourselves and kill ourselves and...
Yeah.
Just what to end that? It. Right. I think that there, I think some kind of self-destruct button's been pushed.
Well, can't be that bored to want to
I know. I
crate.
Think we are. No, I think people are. The one thing I want to clarify, you know, when these challenges started, they would be like a ice bucket challenge to benefit
a charity
or whatever. And you're doing this thing.
I dump a bucket of water on my head. It's ice cold. Ooh.
Right. These things now have nothing to do with raising any kind of money.
It's like, I'm going to run through a pit of fire, you know, just for likes on the internet.
And like, and you saw it, like the people with influencer dreams.
Yes.
You know, it's like, can you have 40 people following you and be an influencer?
Thank you. Because I was going to say, you know what? They've never interviewed me and referred to me as an influencer. It's usually like radio degenerate.
They only have 40
has something
people?
To say.
It's hard to. You know? I don't know. Like if I was going to call you something. There's so many different things, like, you know, thong enthusiast.
Yeah, I would love that one.
You know,
hunk of the century. You know, I'd go for that as well.
I like your homoerotic stunt man that you call yourself.
If I could get that under my name on the news,
that's incredible.
Chalk that up. It's a good year.
That's incredible.
But the thin woman made it fine, right? But then the bigger dude tries to go up there. And
Lise, we're not.
He crashes down. It doesn't work. You can't go on that.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing? Where are you getting the milk crates at?
Thank you, Lisa, because that is my big question. Milk crates aren't cheap. And for those of you who aren't really familiar with what this challenge actually is or can't figure it out from what we've been talking about, it's essentially like steps. So one milk crate and then two milk crates, then three milk crates, up to about six or seven milk crates. And then it's the same thing going all the way down.
Yeah, like
so
a pyramid.
Exactly. Like a pyramid or like a Super Mario Brothers, you know.
Cubert.
Yeah. Yep. Obstacle like that. And how are they affording these milk crates? Because they're like $3 to $4 a pop.
Yeah.
You know? So just to have one stack of seven, you're looking at $20, $30.
Yep.
And then times that by however many different rows you're going to have. That's an expensive challenge to try to do.
Yep.
And now people are like, oh, you just take them from your grocery store. You take it from a gas station or whatever. If things are the way they were when I was in charge of a gas station,
right. That
gas station has to pay a deposit to the dairy company that's delivering those milk cartons.
Oh.
So they are literally stealing hundreds of dollars worth. Like, you're going to be looking at a possible felony if you go and rip off your local gas station or grocery store to try to get these milk crates.
Is there some places where they're just stored behind the store or something like that?
There's a lot of weird. I think there's like legal stuff like on the crates themselves.
Oh, that says something like don't take.
Yeah, if you like take this, it's stolen property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and things.
I mean, I think in my other house, there's like a couple milk crates in there.
Yeah,
Like everybody's got
albums
like
in there.
Yeah, there was like things in there.
I used to have milk crates.
That
you just bought.
Yeah,
I think they were the exact size for vinyl albums.
Yeah, yes.
I think they were,
and that's a lot of people use to store their vinyl. I mean, I think if you go to like a store to buy them, that's usually what they're shown to do. Like me, I use them for toys and other things like that.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff that I like paints that I would paint my guitars with. They're stored in like a milk carton because it just happened to be one of the things around. But at the same time, like I wouldn't even have like I'm like I don't know where I don't. You know, where do you go get these? I just assumed this thing's, it looks 1,000 years old, the milk crate I had. Yeah. So I don't know, like, I didn't know you could just go to the store and, like, ask them to.
Yeah, if you go to the right store, I don't even remember where I've bought mine at, but like a Target.
Yeah.
It's usually around, like, back to school time, used for storage. They're probably not as sturdy as some of these milk crates, but I don't think what people also realize is if you're doing this stunt, you're doing this challenge on grass. And you're putting these milk crates down, the grass is not like a level surface. So every time you stack that other milk crate up, like you're going to have more of a chance to teeter one way or the other. And that's part of the problem.
And
like,
listen,
it's not balanced.
Like the one guy who fell down and crushed his like hip and everything, that guy's a big dude.
Yeah.
Like the bigger you are, the more you're going to sink into the grass as well. Now, I believe that I've seen some clips on TikTok. I don't watch these because to me, these are in the exact same category as sports injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can watch terrible things happen to people.
I can,
but I do not enjoy watching people's like arms snap and stuff like, and I swear on TikTok, I've seen some stuff where they're doing it not on the grass. It's like they set it up on a road.
Like a driveway or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like you might have a little bit of a better chance to not lose your balance on more of a stronger surface than grass.
Right.
But if you do fall,
it's like
you're
unrelenting.
Done
so, yeah.
You know? Do you want to be tortured a little bit? Because we have a couple of compilations of milk crate challenges if you want to take a gander here. We got to keep the volume down because there's a lot of inappropriate language.
Okay, so we'll have to explain what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can watch it, I
we'll
guess.
Watch a couple.
I really hate these things. This is like, oh, no.
Yeah, oh, so did
she
her
just
leg
fell
go
from
sideways?
The top. It looked like her whole leg got
different. That makes me laugh. Because they're putting themselves through it. I'm sorry.
She's down for the count, man.
Oh, no. Okay, so like this guy's
this guy.
Right at the top. He's like at the
five milk crates tall, about to step onto the six.
It's even taller. It might be seven. Oh, it's wobbling already everywhere. Yep. What's he doing? Don't.
He's trying to take his time.
No. Oh, no.
Bam.
Oh, no.
Right on his face.
Well, from there, you're trapped. You have no choice. You know,
he's alive.
To,
He's alive.
I almost wonder if he got knocked. He still has a smoke in. He's either a doobie or a cigarette in his hands, too.
That's one cool dude.
See, now he's got
a cigarette in his hand.
Yeah,
look
let's
at that
watch
hair.
Him again. Like, he's got a do-rag
look
on.
At him.
He's got a do-rag on.
Oh, he does. I can't. It's such a poor quality of video.
Yeah, no,
he
I mean.
Some hair.
Oh, my. How do you go through the torture that this man just did and not drop your doobie?
I don't know. He's a hero of the hood, I guess.
That is incredible. Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. So he's a very cool guy, but they just...
Well, just because of the cigarette, I guess. Because
is this the same
that.
Guy, you think?
No, this is a different guy, for
sure. Oh, what are you doing,
though? He at least made it up. Bam, boom. Bye-bye, lower back. Just say bye to your spine.
I mean, they are funny as long as I don't see something go sideways. I just can't handle someone going sideways. No, lady, what are you doing, this lady?
Look how many people are watching her. Climb a milk crate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, now that wasn't too bad of a fall.
No, because she only fell from three.
Yeah, no, better.
And it does appear to be that way. So, speaking of which, let me show you. Lisa might be impressed with this video here. You think you could try this, Lisa?
What?
The milk crate challenge?
Thing? No.
Well, check out this chick right here. This might be your new favorite internet superhero.
Can we listen to this one, you
no,
think?
No. Okay, there's a lot of N-bombs being dropped in these videos.
We got to watch that.
This woman... attempts it in high heels.
Oh my God.
She's got high heels on.
High heels.
If she makes this, she's my hero.
She's on the second milk crate, a stack of two.
She's
slowly
like,
making her way.
Look at how it's done.
A stack of three.
How is she doing this?
In high heels. And they have those holes in there. I don't know how the heel part isn't going through a hole.
I think she's right on her tiptoes, dude. Like, yeah, she's not even using her back.
So right now she's four.
Oh my God.
Four or five milk crates high right now. Stepping on to either sixth or seventh milk crate in height.
It's very nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking, isn't it? Because you're like...
Though she's got incredible balance, dude.
Yeah, she's got good
Those
balance.
Things are not even shaking. I mean, a little bit they are.
Yeah.
Going down looks like it's the real...
It's probably more of a challenge because you're like, I'm almost there, let me just hurry up and finish.
Look,
and then
it looks like she's standing right...
Oh, you know those
yeah, it's got the flat bottom.
It's got a flat bottom, so like it's better, but still, I mean, it's still very impressive.
Yes. And
high
dangerous.
Heels is crazy.
Yeah.
You could break your ankle or anything.
That's usually,
oh my, see, there's one I just saw where a guy's doing it on the road,
he's
right? This guy's
fast.
On a road,
yep,
Lise.
In an alleyway, he makes the top.
Oh my.
It's always the guys. God. They don't have enough patience. The women are like, take it real slow.
Yep. You get to the top and he's like, oh
my God.
It lands face first, you know? He kissed the pavement on the way down.
Oh my God. Why is there a freezer out in the middle of the road?
Please.
This might be
stuff. What is this?
You don't know what's
Why,
going
it's
on.
It's like a garage freezer out in the middle of the street.
Please, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what's going on?
I didn't notice a freezer.
No.
Why?
What could be in there?
Lisa notices
know.
The weirdest
probably some,
stuff.
Some homeless man's house.
Exactly. That's how you keep
Because
cool.
It looks like they're behind an abandoned building.
Oh my goodness, he lands right. He falls off the apex of this, you know, seven-story pyramid right onto his forehead.
It must be really hard to be a medical professional these days. Like that doctor that was interviewed, like all the dumb injuries that come into the hospital that they have to treat. It must be so difficult.
Well, that's
probably just not like, I don't even care about this person.
Yeah.
Because you probably know they're going to go do something stupid where you're going to see him back in a couple days or whatever.
Oh, God, no.
This is a good one. I like this one.
That guy. So,
okay, let's count him. Hold on,
two,
count him.
Three, no, he's a bigger four, dude. Five, six, seven. So seven crates in the air. This dude is probably pushing 3.5 bills.
And, okay, I'm going to, just to set the scene, it looks like they've put down...
Some of those like five below foam mats that you would have to try to make a go home gym floor.
Yeah. Like, and there's, they have like four of them. Like there's not enough to cover anything, but I will say the way they've taken this photo, it looks like he's half of a telephone pole high.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And he's real shaky. He's got some shaky legs. Like watch how shaky his legs are before he completes the challenge.
You gotta know you're gonna die right then. Like, right then.
He's shaking so bad. Like, put a milkshake in his hand. You know? It's gonna be all mixed up for
you. He's shaking back and forth.
So it's seven milk crates high.
He's seven. How's he gonna step down, James? It's impossible.
Well,
he's too shaky.
Well, let's see what happens. Okay. I think he's about to attempt to step down right now.
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
Keep shaking and shaking and shaking. And there's a step back.
No!
Boom!
Oh my God.
Face first.
No!
They fall the face. He missed the pads completely.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Face first fall. This lady looks like she might have smoked some meth.
Was that a woman?
It's a woman, yeah.
That's a woman.
Bam. She didn't feel it. She didn't feel it.
These guys. Come on. You can't do it as to two people.
Sorry, I went back to the first guy again. I'm sorry. He's just so shaky that he's finally got it under control. And step. And down goes Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, my God.
He had a great fall.
Oh, my goodness. Boy. I just can't even imagine recording my friends doing this, and then I have to render some kind of aid to them.
Well, I wouldn't be able to be laughing so hard. It'd be like the most terrifying laughs of my life. It's hilarious what I just witnessed, but my friend might be dead.
Okay, here's the question. So, you know, when you were younger, James, obviously you've always wanted to be one of these guys that would like go viral somehow.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, and so I'm thinking of like the CKY? Yeah, like the CKY videos back in the day. Mm-hmm. And
the grocery carts and, you know, that kind of like silly stuff.
Just dumb stuff. Were you and your friends doing that kind of thing, like hurting yourselves intentionally? Or was it just like, were you trying to come up with other ways
to... We would try to do things a little bit different, but it would be, okay, throw me down this hill in the grocery cart, you know, and then see what happens. And you don't realize how much it hurts when you actually hit and the grocery cart like flips over and you get launched out.
Oh, yeah,
We would try to take like things to like snowboard. So when it would snow really bad and grocery store parking lots would just have mounds of snow.
Yeah.
We try to put like a little child snowboard on our feet and try to snowboard down that, you know, without, you know, breaking a bone.
Oh my
or,
goodness.
Bashing our heads in. But for us, it was more silly stuff. Like, we staged, a couple of buddies and I staged a situation in a local sandwich shop where somebody went in and ordered, we'll say a foot long, so a sub, and sat down and was trying to eat it when somebody else would bust in a gorilla suit. He'd jump up on the table and act like a crazy gorilla, steal the sandwich and run away and see if he could have scored a free sandwich. But we never got any free sandwiches.
So much time put in for just a free sandwich.
Well, huh? They weren't $5 at the time, Lisa. We'll put it that way. We're paying regular price. And when you're spending all your allowance and all your hard work from the grocery store, all your funds are going to buying a $100 gorilla suit.
Someone's got to find a way to cut corners. Run in.
Yeah.
Do all this, stage it.
And oh my God, that's hilarious to think that dudes are like, you just have an allowance.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I'm saving up for a gorilla suit.
Hey, that's my life. That's my life story,
it's
okay?
It's like an investment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Did everyone go in on that with you, or was it just yourself?
Well, also, I like to have the creative
control.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, if we go in on it, I'm going to have to let a couple of these jackasses borrow it sometime.
Right.
It's going to get ruined.
Yeah.
We'd stage like a gorilla and a chicken fight in a bookstore. So there was one time we had friends go to a bookstore, have the video camera set up.
Yeah.
And then I would walk in dressed as the gorilla. And then my buddy would walk in dressed as the chicken. And, you know, he'd come up to where I was sitting at the table and he'd make like a weird chicken noise. And I'd get up and start pounding my chest like King Kong.
Yeah.
It'd be like a silly slap fight. Like, fake slap fighting just to get like a rise
out of
people.
What was the reaction from people? Did they?
You know what? It wasn't what I was expecting.
I expected more from them.
I'm expecting people to be like, oh my God, there's a gorilla and a chicken fighting. What is happening? Oh my God. It was more like, can you guys get out? Get out of here.
It's not as good in the payoff.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I can't believe we wasted all that time coming to this bookstore here and setting all this up.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing about those viral videos. You just, it's so much of it depends on, you know, the outcome or whatever.
The people that are there, you know, and hoping that you get the reaction from them. Because, like, the one thing we don't want to get into, like, a physical altercation with anybody at any of the establishments. We also didn't want the cops to be called.
Yeah, like a security guard or something.
Yeah, so a lot of times it was,
that would be good.
We go in, we stage this quick fight, and then we're hopping in the car and we're taking
out of there. Yeah,
I think the scariest time was on Halloween. We tried to set it up inside of, like, a local convenience store.
Yeah.
And that guy was not messing around because the second one of us walked in with the mask on, he's immediately like, you take off your mask now!
Oh.
Like, Oh, okay. Because we thought that would be a good spot to do it because the lights are on inside. It's all glass windows so you can see inside so we could have the cameraman outside filming what's going down in there. But they're so concerned about being robbed.
I never even thought of that. Yeah.
So instantly, like instead of staging a fight, there's two guys in Halloween
costumes.
Looks
like a robbery.
Oh my God. Oops.
Just getting a Slurpee. Just getting a Slurpee, sir. Happy Halloween. The small ones are free today. Thank you. Yep. I'll take a small hand. I'll take a bag of chips.
Instantly
foiled our plans.
Yeah, no, that's too scary. I think the you know, back when you were doing this and like, you know, Bam Margera and those guys were doing this, there was only a few people doing stuff like this. Now it's everyone wants to be a TikTok star. Yeah. Everyone wants to go viral on YouTube. So everyone's trying, you know, all sorts of stuff all the time.
Now the market is flooded, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. You'll never be discovered this way.
Yeah, and it's like the only way to stand out now is to like horribly injure yourself or put your life at such a risk.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, you know.
No.
And coming from me, like I've been trying to do this for so long, I'm to the point where now I'm like, I can't compete with these young guys. Like,
exactly.
I'm almost 40 years old. Like, oh, man.
You got stuff to live for and everything now.
If I were to fall, like on this milk crate challenge, like I already have issues with my back and I have issues with bulging discs.
Yeah, you couldn't do this.
If I took a fall like that, I'd be in a wheelchair.
Is there an old guy who's like does stunts, you know, like real old? Is there anyone?
There's a guy I see on TikTok where I've seen him climb up like these trees and jump off into like these gorges and stuff.
Oh man.
Like he's doing
old is he, would you say? 60s, 70s?
Yeah, like late 60s. And he's doing this stuff. He's like climbing up because everyone around is shocked. Seriously. The only thing is it's far enough away that I'm like, well, is it like a Johnny Knoxville type of thing where he's just looks like he's old? This guy looks old, though. It looks legit, but it's hard to
maybe
to know
just
sometimes.
Doesn't have the will to live anymore and he's hoping nature takes him out.
I don't know what he's trying to prove. Like he must have a death wish or something. Like that's the only thing that makes.
Or I'm still young. I can do this.
I don't know. It's not smart.
Instead of buying a Corvette, he just puts his life on the line.
That's what it is.
One of those situations.
Yeah. That's what it is.
But, thanks for educating me on the milk crate.
I won't be doing that. Maybe you could do it in some platform, shoes or something.
No.
Yeah, like 70s style.
I already broke my wrist. I don't need to break any more bones.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, that sucks. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Daveless. Dave is going to be off for a couple days. So we're trying our best here, you know, putting this stuff together. So thanks for bearing with us. Yeah. We do appreciate it.
I don't know why Daveless still shocks me when you say it.
It's not eternally Daveless.
No,
not eternally Daveless.
Daveless, it just sounds like a weird ailment.
Eternally Daveless sounds like a band.
Yeah. Well, if you had a few Daves, I guess. That'd be pretty sweet. A bunch of Daves in your band.
That's funny.
And call it Daveless.
But Dave is not on a beach. He doesn't feel well.
No, he's not on a beach.
But it's a good thing he's not on a beach.
Yeah, because there's some problems with some beaches. At least there's a beach on the island of Corsica.
Dave, I think Dave's been there.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
Maybe he sent you a postcard.
Yeah. I'm sure Dave's been there. Oh, the French island of Corsica? Yeah. Yes, I remember. I went on a boat cruise.
Drank the finest wine.
Yeah.
But usually when we talk about beaches, we're talking about things going wrong on the beach, is typically a shark attack.
Mm-hmm. Right? Of course, that'd be my number one concern.
Well, in Corsica, they have a bit of a different animal attacking people. It's cows.
Cows?
Yes, unusually aggressive cows. And according to the report, so this island has like 15,000 cows that have been just kind of mulling around on the island because it's more of a tourist destination. And over in Europe, everybody's been on lockdown. It's been much more strict in terms of what people are allowed to do, where they're allowed to go, and that sort of thing. So over the last year, these 15,000 cows have kind of claimed this island as their own.
They're like, the beach is sweet.
Yeah. Well, cows don't see a beach. When's the last time a cow saw a beach?
Though, I don't know what they're
grazing
on.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully there's grass close.
Yeah, it has
and
to
they
be, right?
just walk over to the beach and take a dip. Do cows swim? I have never seen a cow swim.
I mean, I think I've seen a cartoon where there's like a cow surfing, you know? Yeah.
I don't think we can take that as what they can do, though.
Well, you think they're playing steel drums and stuff and really having the island experience?
This is great.
These cows have Hawaiian t-shirts.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, from what I'm reading, it sounds like the cows just, they roam around the island. There's different herds that kind of stay claimed to the territory. And now that things are opening up a little bit, more tourists are showing up, and now these cows are very aggressive. They're very territorial to these people trying to sunbathe on their beach, to the point where even a man was gored in the neck.
Ooh.
There's a woman that was hanging laundry, and like she actually lived on the island, hanging up her laundry. Yeah, I don't know if it was like the matador.
Oh, no, you can't do that to a bull. No.
She's been attacked. She had to be helicopter lifted out of there to go receive medical attention. There's even stories of people walking the streets being chased by herds of aggressive cows.
Oh, my gosh. So keep that in mind. Life is stressful.
Yeah.
The world is ending in the weirdest way.
Yeah, cows are taking over the beaches.
Like, would you ever... Cows take over islands. We can't go to Chipotle. Arby's is closed.
Can't go to Chipotle.
Think of if you thought the most dangerous animal you could be attacked at a beach was it's cows.
Yeah.
Like it's not ever this, the universe is throwing us curveball after curveball.
Oh yeah. I would assume a seagull attack or something, like a giant pelican that's got some sort of a crazy disease is going to attack me.
Yeah.
Before even like a, I don't know, like, I know frogs don't really live on the beach, but like amphibious creatures.
Well, sure.
You know, like any gnats kind of, gonna attack
me. I saw a video of a girl that was doing yoga on the beach, and she's doing yoga stuff. I mean, obviously, I'm watching girls doing yoga on the beach.
Right, you can watch
I saw it. But she's doing a stretch, and like an iguana comes up and bites her on the hand.
Oh,
like
okay.
a 5 foot.
Oh, I didn't think about like lizards. Like
it's
that.
Like a big ass lizard, and it comes up and bites her, and then she freaks out or whatever. I think she swears at it and is freaking out, but it bit her hand pretty good.
I think that can get you really sick too.
I think it's got that poison.
Iguanas
in their mouth.
Have like something.
I don't think iguanas do.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good.
Mm. But even crabs, like I'd be watching every shell, you know? Is there a crab under that shell that's going to, like, nip my foot or something?
Well, I had a buddy that, you know, so I'm in Florida, and there was a beach bar that was, like, a couple miles down the road, and you could, or the beach, and you could walk in the water to get there, and he stepped on some kind of weird shell-like thing that was in there, and whatever it was sliced him. I mean, it sliced his foot wide open. Like, it was like a inch deep cut of like whatever.
And, this is in a foreign country too?
No, this is Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
Yes, a foreign country. Florida. So we had to like get him out of there, and it's like he's bleeding all over the place, and we're like, what the heck even happened? Because I don't know. It was like I stepped on something and I felt it like jab me or whatever, and I'm like, wow. Man. But I know myself, the only time I've been attacked, and it's hard to say that I was attacked.
Attacked? Is that
it's hard
like
to
a
say
little
I
bit
was attacked.
Much to say that?
Well, I was young. I was super young. This is like probably one of the oldest memories that I have as a person.
This is like your first memory?
This is one of my first memories, okay? Wow. Which is why I know it was some form of tragedy, at least close to it. I remember I'm playing on a beach as a young kid. My parents used to take us up to this cottage or whatever, and there was like grass. The beach turned into like a reedy type of grass that was around. And so I'm playing in the water, and then I'm walking up the beach, and I see this like black thing, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what this is. And I walked up to, it was like a, it was a snake.
Oh, wow.
It was a snake. Mm-hmm. And I'm dumb and young. I have no idea. And I'm like trying to grab it. Mm-hmm. And then it freaked out like it, and it like turned to me. And then it's, and I realized what it was. And I start, like, I remember I was like trying to run and looking back and it was slithering right at, like it was coming right at me. But the Bryster, he stepped in and, you know, dispatched
it in whatever way. I think he just kicked it into the
way you just set up the story. All I can picture is Chuck on the bottle of like sunscreen lotion, but you know, there's like a dog pulling like the underwear of the kid down.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
I just see Chuck like trying to run, but with a snake attached to his bathing suit.
It would have, I'm sure it would have looked much like that anyway, but yeah, I was pretty rotund as a little guy, but yeah, no, that's the only time like for me that I can.
Really, I was only attacked by gulls.
Yeah, that not that long ago.
Yeah, it was like like 5 or 6 years ago. I was eating onion rings and gulls chased me around, and then the townspeople laughed at me for trying to save my onion rings. They didn't help, and these things were swooping. And
gotta save those onion rings.
I know. They were kick ass onion rings. Mm. But it was like those people in that town were the ones that like they had made the seagulls want to eat people food.
That was probably a setup to sell more onion rings.
And honestly,
it was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life.
And you know that they knew. That's the thing. Because I remember, there's a zoo that's right around here that has some birds. There are peacocks that roam.
They just roam free.
Okay, yeah. They roam free. But if you sat down for long enough and you've decided to get some fries or whatever, the same way these people did to you, you realize that the peacocks will aggressively try to move in for your fries.
Give me those fries. Those zoo fries.
You know, they want them. They want those. Yeah, they want those zoo fries, Lise. And people know, and they just sit and watch.
I think Lisa has an idea. Next time she goes to the zoo, she's just going to dress up as a peacock and start stealing people's fries.
Yeah.
You're like, that's the tallest peacock I've ever seen.
That's a Lisa Way. It's not a peacock.
Yeah, exactly.
Lisa, your own don't fries, try Lisa.
I like those fries, though. I forgot about them.
Well,
anyway,
see.
Sorry.
No, but
distracted.
No, I understand.
It's so good. That makes me do one. I want to go to the zoo.
You had a couple obsessions with the food at the zoo because there was also the pretzels.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's
maybe
the pretzels.
Oh, never mind.
You loved the pretzels. Yeah, you loved the pretzels that were there.
Okay.
But the fries are okay, but these birds will move in on you and they'll steal it right off the table. They'll try and take the whole tray. So when these gulls were coming after your food,
5 or 6 at a time.
Oh man.
Did you and you were holding on
I was trying to run away with it, and then like an onion ring would fall out
thing
would be like, "Rah!" And I'm like, "Oh!" And then the townspeople are like, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." And then I'm like, "Ah, I hate you."
Yeah,
I'll never go back to that town.
No, it was a terrible town.
Banned for life, that town.
Yeah, it makes me uneasy around gulls to this day.
You have, post-traumatic stress from it?
It's one of the many things I discuss.
I'm glad it didn't affect your love of onion rings. That'd be
nothing will take, nothing will
so
take that
good.
From me.
I love onion rings so
you can't
much.
Take my love of onion rings away from me. I know that for a fact.
How many onion rings do you think you lost that day?
I don't like talking about
it. I know
it,
you don't.
That's part
I know
of the
you don't.
Part
I know
of this
you
whole
don't.
Experience.
It helps to talk. I know it does help to talk.
It helps to talk.
I think maybe, probably, man, I don't even want to say, but 6.
Oh my God. 16. I'd be so furious you only get 12 of them.
I know. It was many. It was many of what I had.
Oh.
I imagine that a lot of your therapy stories are like that one and then the Chipotle being closed.
That's it. That's 80% of it.
Your therapist is like, okay, what do we got today?
She's got a real easy job. What a weird job for her, man.
She's digging down deep though in those things. Like, why is the Chipotle?
Every time she writes something down, I'm like, she's just writing that I'm a moron. I know.
All that food trauma.
But yeah, a lot of food trauma. But yeah, so probably 6 onion rings, you know.
I just, because I think about that. And
I had a plaque made.
Here lies.
Yeah, I was like in memoriam of the onion rings.
That is nice.
Got a little dipping sauce container.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with the snake attack and all that stuff, now I know why you totally hate the beach.
I don't like the beach.
You had the traumatic thing with the G.I. Joes.
I lost all my...
Attack.
Yeah, you're right. I've had some real tragedies unfold on a beach as a youngster, now that I think about it. Well, and plus my mom scared the bejesus out of me with the Jaws theme. So this is the same in the same time. The Jaws theme stuff with my mom and her I see Jaws as a way too young kid, 5 years old or something like that. I see Jaws because my mom falls asleep on the couch at night. The TV's just on. I'm watching the TV. Jaws is on. A 5-year old should not see Jaws.
So it's all your mom's fault.
It's my mom's fault. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. But my imagination is so insane that I thought Jaws could come right out of the floor.
Dude, how wild of a world that would be.
Well, I had no concept of you know, it's a shark and... just destroying boats and getting up on the boat and people sliding into its mouth. And my mom would put me in the bathtub, and then she would, from outside the door, be like,
oh, no.
Ooh, that's mean.
And I'd be like, and then she'd come in and she'd be like, whatever. And then one time she came in and threw one of those little plastic, like you could get them at the zoo, the plastic sharks. You kind of, the mouth was open all the time and it was like rubber or plastic.
She realized
like
she had a fear, really, right?
She knew I had a fear. Like
she's reinforcing your fear.
And she thought it was funny. She thought it was funny. Now it's made me the person I am today,
yes,
which is
has.
All damaged.
No, it's all making sense.
It's all very damaged. But when I would go to that beach, I felt the same way about the water at that beach. I was like, didn't want to go in too deep because I thought Jaws was in there, you know, but, and so you're right. I do. Yeah. I hate the beach.
Like for me with the, like the whole Jaws thing, I think like growing up, I would be like concerned that maybe there's a shark or some sort of an alligator in a big body of water. So I would always ask like, do I have to be worried about like alligators in this pool or sharks or whatever? But once, you know, my mom would be like, no, there's no sharks. There's nothing like that in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
You know, then my concerns would be quelled. But
I was never afraid of sharks because of that movie. What that movie did do to me was it was like the first thing I ever, where I was like, people can be bitten in half.
Yeah.
And that really affected me for a long time. Like, I was like, people can be bitten in half. That's a crazy thing. I never had thought about that before.
No, and I took all that in as like a 5-6-year-old. And then I had, like, who knows? Maybe I went to my mom and I was like, is there any sharks in this water, Mom? And she might have just been like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why don't you go in and find out?
Yeah, why don't you go? Why don't you wait in there and see? And then it's like, yeah, she's real twisted now that I think about it.
Yeah, and that's where you get it from.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Lise.
You don't torture your kids like that, though.
I kind of do.
Uh-oh.
I kind of do, I've realized. Mm-mm. Not so bad. Like, my kids aren't really afraid of anything the way that, you know.
Your imagination was wild.
Well, yeah,
that probably was part of it as well.
Right. That's the thing. Like, I really, both of my kids, I mean, I think Stella's imagination is a bit more on par with mine, but like Rowan doesn't have that part. He is so just logical. He'd be like, well, Dad, there's no possible way that a, you know, a shark would do anything like that. I mean, and Al has tasted Roland's fury before too. So
that's right. You guys at that Star Wars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's so he knows what he's dealing with. But it's like, you know, it's only Stella would be the only one that I think could even come close to being affected in that way. And my imagination, even still to this day, it's still there. Mm-hmm. Like that's the thing. Like I'm a grown ass man.
But you can come to the realization, like you're still scared to run up the stairs of the basement when it's dark.
I run up the stairs at 1,000 miles an hour.
You know that there's nothing there. And you know the boogeyman's not going to come grab you by the ankles and drag you down, and I don't eat you or have his way with you.
What are you
going to
do when you're elderly?
I hope I'm not going up and down the basement.
He's going to ride elderly. There's a little elevator.
Okay,
I wish this thing was faster.
The boogeyman. Lise, I never thought of that. Why do you have to put that in my brain? I'm already worried about getting old because I'm alone. So I think all of the things that I do for myself right now to just try and stay together. You know, I've got a unibrow. I got to take care of that. I've got back hair that I like to keep in a certain way. There's going to be, I shave my head so I don't have a Bozo the Clown look all the time. Yeah. I'm like, wait, when I'm 77 years old and I'm in a home and then someone,
no,
I'm like,
be in a home
don't
at that
let
age.
Me. Yeah, I will. Don't.
Maybe
please.
You'll have a lady and you'll,
I don't
be,
think so, yeah, Lise. I'm not designed for a lady.
No, I'm going to show up to the elderly home and I'm gonna have to like style his back hair and
well there's gonna be no one that's gonna want to do any of that stuff for me, so I'm just,
well, you won't,
I just
care at that point. I'm talking about running up the stairs. That's all I'm talking about point. One thing at a time.
Dude, I really never thought of that. Now I just got a new fear from this conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had never thought about
being alone in a retirement home.
Way to go, Lisa.
Like, and you're just going to die with nobody helping you other than strangers?
This is, I'm telling
this
you.
Depressing.
I know. I didn't mean for it to get depressing. I didn't have to go that way. I'm just saying my unibrow is going to be fully kicking. I'm going to have massive back hair, and I would love to not look like Bozo the Clown.
Dying alone part.
Yeah.
We haven't even discussed the diaper situation.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, there's so much, Lise. But I will say that my own grandparents, they lived in a house that had the most rickety, terrifying stairs, probably where my fear of basements comes from.
Because you can grab your feet. They're the ones that they have.
It had the holes through. And the what was weird about their basement was that you had to walk down the stairs and then go to the middle of the basement and then pull the string light. There's no switch at the top to like turn all the lights. So you had
darkness
these moments.
Until you got to that string.
Right. And you'd be like, I'd be grasping at the string. I'm 1 foot tall because I'm so short. Where is it? I'm jumping to try and get this little bell type thing. Like, I have it in my brain. I remember what that string looks like.
What if the light bulb was out and then you're really
it's gone out. I'd be playing darts down there and all of a sudden like I throw a dart and it's darkness. If you're a child and things go to complete darkness, I think demons. It's something terrible. And I would, and you're used to the light, so you can't, I couldn't even find my way out.
I feel like we really brought something up here.
It sucks. This is really terrible. Thank you.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know, but that's how I feel. I still feel like that kid.
We just tried to do comedy, and Chuck is letting his trauma go on the air, and then I'm like now worried about dying alone, retiring alone, and dying with just strangers.
You got so much time. Don't worry about that.
I don't
know. Only in your 30s.
See,
be okay.
This
It'll
is what happens
right.
when Dave's not here.
I know.
This is what happens. I don't know. I don't know. I'll try and relax.
Get it together. Yeah. Just calm down, breathe.
I'll try and relax. I'm going to need to take a break.
I need like a paper bag, like to breathe in.
Like, I'll get you some donuts from the vending machine.
That's it. I'm going to go eat some donuts and calm down.
Get Chuck's common donuts.
The chocolate ones, they calm me right down.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.